This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And it is time to welcome back our amazing Vegas Thrill. They are coming back to town after like forever on a road trip. I'm so happy. And they just came off a huge all-star weekend. Alicia Glass Childress, Camanna, Hannah Maddox, and Berkeley Oblad. Welcome, ladies. It's so good to have you guys here with us. I mean, you guys have to be exhausted. You just got back from the all-star game. How was it everything you guys thought it would be?
I think it was everything and more.
Yeah.
They just did a really nice job. I know they didn't have a lot of time to put it all together, and it was super professional, really high level, and you could just see the energy in the arena. Indy did a really nice job packing it. It's a sold-out crowd. CBS did a really nice job with the production, and so we just got to kind of have fun and enjoy each other's company and play against each other and with people that we've been playing against, so we had a blast.
I was going to ask you guys, I know you guys were on different teams, and you all got to play, and you all made, like, really good critical plays. Was it weird, like Hannah playing against your teammates?
It was funny playing against them. I mean, we play against each other in practice sometimes, but it is funny like having them on the other team. But it was really cool getting to play with different girls and seeing their personalities outside of being across the net from them, because you know sometimes it gets chippy.
Yeah,
and then you're on the same team as them and they're like, okay, they're actually pretty nice.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask, because you know there's some players and you know they're like the trash talkers in league, and like now you're playing with them and you're like, okay, do I like this person, do I not like this person? Cameron, was it weird for you at all?
I think it was weird for me because I didn't really know any of the players going into it, so I kind of had to form my own opinion.
So sorry, can you come up?
Oh, sorry, that mic's not.
This mic is not. It's not being friends. Go ahead.
It was weird for me because I didn't really know any of the players going into it. Like they. The players that played here last year have played against.
And you're like a rookie. If people don't know, you're a rookie on the team. This is your first time in pro volleyball, so you didn't. Yeah. You were kind of like, oh, I'm new here. It's okay.
Exactly. It was just a free for all for me. I was just having fun in the moment and getting to know new people, and that's what I like to do best.
So I really love fun. It. It was so cool. And Berkeley, I mean, Henderson's own Berkeley Oblad.
Yeah.
It's such a badge of honor. It's so cool. You had like an incredible hit right down the line. Like, I mean, it was perfect connection. How did that feel? Was that like, yes, like,
oh, so fun.
The
yeah.
best.
Just, it's nice. I felt lucky I got to play with Leash, so I didn't have to worry about that setter connection, right? So it was already there. And yeah, I knew as soon as that ball was up, it's like getting this nice high set and just go crank it down the line.
Cool. I love it. I love it. Are you guys excited to be back home? I mean, you guys have been on the road for so long.
Yes, it's really nice not only to be back, but also the weather's getting really nice. Like, we're excited about the sunshine and warm weather. And I know a lot of the girls were sitting out yesterday, like when we flew in, and we're like, let's get in the sunshine. But then we also turn around and we go back to Indy on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
So we're going to enjoy these couple days, and then we're going to get after it in Indy on the road again.
We're talking to members of the Vegas Thrill All-Stars. Charity wasn't able to make it in this week, but this is so cool that there were five of you on this team. I mean, was that the most of any team?
Yes.
And you guys are killing it this season. How has this season been for you? I mean, I, as a fan, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack every time I watch you guys play. How has it been, Hannah?
It's been so much fun. I mean, we've kind of latched onto this title of cardiac thrill because we love to make games fun, especially for you guys as the fans. But it's just been a whirlwind of a season, and we've been working really hard in the gym, and it's just been really exciting to watch the fruits of our labor truly, you know, show out with how much we've been able to accomplish this season already. But it is a long season. We're not even halfway through yet, which is crazy.
I know.
Yeah, so we still have, I believe, 16 games left. So
that's
lots to come.
Crazy. Berkeley, like, you know, living in Las Vegas, what this town, how they support their people and how much they love them. I know we're probably biased. Do you think, like, the Thrill fans are some of the greatest fans in volleyball?
Oh, for sure. I just think, yeah, it's nothing like playing at home. And even being in Indy with a sold-out crowd and how cool that was, like, it's still so much better to be at home in our arena. And, like, I just think our community shows out and they do such a great job supporting us. So fun to be there.
It's so cool. And Cameron, when you got drafted to the Thrill, did you know what you were getting into? Were you like, Las Vegas? Like, what? I mean, you were playing college last year, and now here you are playing pro. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was an interesting transition. I mean, you kind of go from being the oldest on your team and being a leader to, like, coming in and having to learn from all these girls who have so much knowledge. And that's the cool part, I think, like, knowing that all of your teammates can give you so much. So just taking a step back and not having to be, like, the brains of the operation and just learning the game all over again, that was really cool. And being a part of this community is awesome. Like, you just kind of step into it and they welcomed you. Like, the team welcomes you, the people in the community welcomed you. You go everywhere and it's like, oh my God, you're on the Thrill. Like, we know who you are.
Yeah.
That's really cool to be part of.
Let's talk about these three teammates that you have here and coming in and meeting them. If you could describe them all in one word, how would you describe them? Alicia.
No pressure.
Alicia is my mom. like, friend, mom situation. Hannah is interesting because we kind of knew each other in college a little bit, so we were kind of friends already. And then Berkeley, I feel like she's just like the wisdom of the operation. Like, I look at her and I'm like, I feel like you know so much. Like, I could ask her any question and she knows the answer.
I love it. You guys are just my favorite team in the city. I am your number one fan. So excited about you coming back. We're going to take a break, but on the way next, I want to play a game with you. It's called Hit or Pass, okay? So I'm going to give you guys a situation, you tell me if that's a hit or if that is something you pass. It was really quick. Someone was going to call it spiker pass. Can we talk about how nobody uses the word spiker bump in volleyball at all anymore, right?
Yeah, it's kind of some people's volleyball ick. Like, we got to get it out of the vocabulary. But sometimes it's fun to say just for kicks. Like, you got to spike it.
Spike that ball.
No, definitely we want to teach the fans and people that are new to volleyball that it's definitely pass and hit.
Hit and pass.
Not bumping and spiking.
No, we're not bumping.
No bumping.
Bumping, I mean, if we're dancing, we're bumping, right, but that's about it. All right. And speaking of dancing, we got to dance for Cameron because it's our birthday.
Hey, girl. Happy birthday.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You guys really just represent Vegas. It's just so cool to have you on our team. It's like, you know, when you get a team, you're like, change, everyone stay on this team. Like, we love it so much. How are you guys loving the team this year?
We're all loving it a lot. Like, this year has been so much fun. We just have such a great locker room, which is super important, and a really great group that loves to work hard but also play hard. And so we have a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, there's not one person on our team where someone's like, oh, I wouldn't want to be roomed with her on a travel trip. Like, we all have so much fun together. So it's really great vibes. I couldn't ask for a better team, honestly.
Well, your next home match is happening on March 2nd, and this is going to be Cadence's birthday.
My birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday too. Oh my gosh. Sure. Well, Cadence is giving away Thrill t-shirts. What are you giving away, Hannah?
I'll give away lollipops. Maybe I'll buy a bag of lollipops and hand them out.
We have to celebrate. I didn't realize that. We're so excited. You guys are also partnering for Dress for Success of Southern Nevada, where you can bring gently used women's business attire to the match. And if you do that, you could have a chance to win cookies with Cadence, or maybe lollipops with Hannah, or something like that. All right. We tease this. We've got a game to play. Okay, it's called Hit or Pass. Now, a lot of people are probably like, why isn't it called, like, spike and bump? No, we don't use that terminology anymore in volleyball. It's hit or pass. So I'm going to ask you guys something, and you tell me if it's a hit or if it's a pass. A hit if you like it, pass if you don't. Okay, are you guys ready for this? Ready. All right. Alicia, a setter is the most important player on the court. Hit or pass?
Of course. Come on now.
She is the setter. I mean, I'd say the premier setter in the league. So, okay, Hannah, winning with an ace is better than winning with a kill. Hit or pass?
That's a hit. I mean, winning with either is fun, but hit with an ace is like, that's an exclamation point on the win for me.
Okay, Berkeley. Volleyball should have 4 sets instead of 5. Hit or pass?
Pass. We're the cardiac thrill.
You guys, man, some of those games go long. I love it. Okay, Cameron, it's more fun to win a 5-set thriller than a 3-set sweep. Hit or pass?
Hit,
really? You guys like those fives?
Fatigue-wise, not fun, but like thrill. Yeah.
I feel like you guys are the best, like, conditioned team in the league. So that's why they all start breaking down. And you guys are like, we're just getting started. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, let's talk about Las Vegas and lifestyle. Okay, Alicia, Las Vegas has the best fans in professional sports. Hit or pass?
Hit. Definite hit.
Why do you feel like this town is different than others?
I mean, I think it's about understanding the value of entertainment. And I think when you look at sports, like, not only do I love the sport, but I also want to, like, show up and be entertained. And I think the production crew and, like, everybody that's kind of putting on our event specifically and other sporting events here, they get that. And so when you're in arena, you feel that energy and you feel like, okay, Vegas is a party city, like, and I'm going to a sporting event and having a party at the same time. And you feel that. And then they're loyal. They show up and they're like, we're a sports city now and we're here and we're going to support all the sports, men's and women's alike. And you just, like, there isn't like that anywhere else.
I love it. And it's, you're so right on that. Hannah, I'd rather go to a show than a nightclub. Hit or pass?
That's a hit. I love all of the shows in Vegas. I've been to a few. My family's coming next week, so we need some recommendations on which one to go, because we've seen a few.
But so many good ones.
Yes.
Okay, Berkeley, the best pregame meal is from In-N-Out.
Pass.
I think I would be lethargic, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, need some better kinds of protein and a little more diverse.
What is your best pregame? Vegetables?
Need some vegetables, need some more carbs, and just good chicken and protein. I'm pretty basic, but burgers for later.
Foodie Fit. Let's keep that partnership alive. Foodie Fit's been helping us with pregame, and they're awesome. They do a really nice job.
Yeah. Cameron, playing in Vegas gives us a home court advantage like no other. Hit or pass?
Hit. 100%.
And that kind of goes back to what you were saying, Alicia. Like, these fans, they love you. I mean, they absolutely love you. Okay, last one. Let's start with you, Cameron, since we're talking to you. Pineapple belongs on pizza. Hit or pass?
Hit.
Hit.
Pineapple on anything. Yes. So that's a hit for me.
Yes, Alicia, ma'am. You're shaking your head. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I love it for her, and I love it for everyone in this room. That's great. I'm not a, like, mix of sweet and salty kind of girl, so I would definitely pass that, but love it for you.
Yeah. Okay, Berkeley.
What about you, Mercedes?
I'm a pass on that. Okay. Yeah, hey. I am like either mushrooms or cheese. That's all
young
I want.
Young girlies like pineapple.
Yeah, they're all about the like the adventure, not me. Okay, Berkeley, I have a hidden talent that no one knows about. Hit or pass?
You better hit.
Oh, I'd say pass just because I share them. I feel like there's lots of things I like to do.
Share them.
What are they?
Right now I'm into sewing all my clothes, so that's a new hobby, but I love photography and painting and, yeah, just being creative in general.
What people don't know is you actually sew all the Vegas Thrill uniforms. And yeah.
I was like,
she created them. She dyes them, dip dyes them, everything.
The ombre.
But she does a lot of her walk-in fits. Yeah, so if you follow us on social, like, you'll see our walk-in fits before the match, and she's made them.
I love the outfits. I saw you made Molly McCage, your former teammate, an entire outfit. So cute. Like, you really do have a lot of talents. That's amazing. Okay, Hannah. Hit or pass? I could survive a week without my phone.
Hit, for sure. I am on my phone a lot, but it's not by choice. I would love to just be out in the wilderness without my phone.
Enjoying
the beautiful scenery.
Yeah, took it up a notch.
Maybe not the wilderness, but, like, you know, a beautiful, like, national park or something. I would love to just be unplugged for a week. Yes, that sounds really relaxing.
But then when you get back and you have all that stuff you got to catch up on, that's like the worst. Alicia, yeah. I think I could beat a teammate in an arm wrestling match. Hit or pass?
Pass. I don't think my arm strength is on par with all these attackers. So I'm going to just pass on that one.
Seriously.
She's got that mom strength, though. I don't know. Alicia.
Yeah, you have to, like, scenario. Like, your kids are dying. They're in a car accident. You're like, oh, I will absolutely win this. But otherwise, nah, straight strength, they got it.
Well, before I let you go, speaking of strength, I got to bring this up because it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in volleyball. Alicia, when you set that ball from the ground. There was a game, and the ball, I think someone tipped it off the block, and you were on the, was it you, Cameron? You tipped the ball, and then Alicia is there ready to pick up the hit, but instead it tipped, and you were right there, and you set it. Like, that, to me, was SportsCenter worthy. What was going through your mind at that moment?
I mean, I think first things first, we were trying to play the same ball. So I was, like, fully committed to digging the ball that she ended up digging. So I just ended up in a really compromised position. But I think, I don't know, instincts just come in and you just go, okay, I got, like, the ball's at my head. What am I going to do? I'm a setter. I'm going to set it. So I set it, and then, like, the thing that made it cooler is just that Charity was able to be there, have my back and get it over and then score, which is insane. So that play doesn't happen very often. And I think what was really cool is the arena and everyone involved, like, were just on their feet and, like, super excited about it. So it felt like that was, like, a whole community Las Vegas Thrill, like, play that, yeah, it could have been cool on SportsCenter. But yeah, everybody contributed to that.
We were losing our minds on that play. That was so amazing. And you guys are amazing. And we love this team so much. Thank you guys so much for being here. Happy birthday, Cameron. And we'll see you guys on March 2nd. We love our Vegas Thrill. You got to go check out a game, Lee's Family Forum. Man, you'll have the best time. I seriously, like, I work these events, but I don't feel like I'm working. I am such a fan. And so thank you, ladies. It's so good to have you with us.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.